Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Hallelujah. This is one of those nights when words cannot really suffice. And so I'm not going to say very many because we have a lot already on our plate this evening. Because we've already heard of our salvation history, we will renew our baptismal vows, and we will live out the Easter gospel in celebration in amazingly glorious music, in song and in feasting and in light. There are not many opportunities when you're dressed as a priest to get to light a campfire. And Easter Eve is one of them. And so as much delight tonight that we had our new corner for all of us to stand on, much better, more space, and a rock on which to put our new light, our new fire. And there's nothing like, as you know, the smell of a campfire. And I have a tradition, and that is after Maundy Thursday, when I've sat on the floor and washed everyone's feet, I always take my alb home and wash it. I wash it many times during the year, but that's the one time I wash it for sure, is after Maundy Thursday. And it's a ritual for me. I take it home, I wash it, and I make sure it's absolutely perfect, so that when I light it on the fire on this night, I know that my freshly washed alb will smell of smoke. And that's not a silly thing, because over the next week or two, as I put it on, I will smell the smoke of the first fire of Easter. And it reminds me, even when some Sundays I put it on and I may not feel like being here, because there are days like that, that I won't forget the light. We need moments and things in our lives to remind us of new light, of the light and the beauty that shines this night. We get a taste of it at Christmas when we have candlelight, but there is nothing like the glory of freshly polished brass and flowers and candles on Easter Eve. You need to understand that if you've ever lived in a different hemisphere, it's even more special here. Because in the southern hemisphere, it's autumn. And although it's dark, they certainly are not looking at fresh new light like we are. And it's very odd to preach new life when everything around you is dying in time for winter. And so it is a blessing for us here to think about that, to think about the flowers, some of which haven't bloomed okay because it's been winter until now, but they're coming, the greenness and the light. And that is fortunate for us to remember that. But at the same moment, in many parts of the world right now, there is much darkness. There are many things that would be as terrifying as that earthquake, or more so, that they experienced when they found out Jesus was resurrected. There are many places in our world where there needs to be new light. There needs to be freshness, and there needs to be grace. In the words of one of our greatest poets and songwriters, I think, and singers, of Leonard Cohen, there is a song that says, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." Indeed, there is. There is a crack in everything, no matter how dark it may seem, no matter how it seemed to those first apostles that their friend had died and was gone, there was a crack. The stone was rolled away, the light shone in, and Jesus had been resurrected. So may each of us go tonight with a little smoke on our clothes, a little fresh light that we've held in our hands, and hold it bright in our hearts for all those everywhere who need to hear the light, see the light, feel the light of Christ, so that they too may know that there's a crack in everything. The light of Christ will break in. Amen.